an unhappy, stressed, and divided country, being fed a diet of excessive nationalism and excessive patriotism, this is a society that needs fixing as a society, not by individual endeavour and sharp elbows. We have a government with very authoritarian tendencies, which are very damaging to our democracy. There are reasons why there are 500,000 people on strike in Britain. The reasons are low wages, poor working conditions, poverty, and stress. During the COVID pandemic, public sector workers, particularly in health service and local government, worked incredibly hard in often very difficult conditions in order to deliver a health service and were applauded by everybody. They're now being told, we can't afford to pay you properly. We're going to continue underfunding all those services. You are now officially an enemy of what the government is trying to achieve. Well, people don't like that, and people are very angry about that. It's an unhappy, unsettled, divided country. You go to people's homes, hardly any food in the house. They can't afford to keep the lights on, can't afford to heat the house, and the children go to school hungry. There is a real issue of injustice and inequality. There is no shortage of food in the country. There is a shortage of the ability of public services to ensure that people can survive. And it basically comes all down to the level of wages that we have. We're obsessed, as this government is, with privatisation of public services, with disempowerment of working class communities, and the promotion of the individual at the expense of the collective. They've tried to turn Britain into an individualistic society rather than the post-war consensus, which was much more of a communal society.
It feels like the demise of the UK. Everything's just completely nuts.
Parliament passed a bill through all its stages on Monday, which gives the government the power to impose what they call minimum services on all industries where industrial action, i.e. strikes, are taking place. And they can therefore legally enforce people to go to work, even though they're exercising the rights that they have to take industrial action. That, to me, is a threat to the rights and liberties of people. I think the government has completely misjudged the public mood, and many people who themselves are either unemployed or not in a union feel that the union leaderships are acting for them. And so I think there's a very different mood, and the government's retreat into authoritarian legislation rather than negotiation is one of the big problems.